What is a seat holder? If you own a seat, what is the particular thing that you can do that people who don't own seats cannot do? Yes? No, some people who own seats are only really acting as floor brokers, not as market makers. Yes?
You don't have to go through the brokers and trade directly?
You can walk on the floor, buy and sell. Some people can trade off the floor, but without going through a broker, using their computer terminals. Right. So if you're planning on doing a lot of trading, you should think seriously about buying a seat, because it'll be cheaper for you to trade because you don't have to go through a broker. Yes?
Is there a secondary market on the seats?
Yes. It's like taxi cab in New York. There's only so many licenses, and if you own a license and you want to stop driving a taxi, you can sell it to somebody else. Same thing in the seat market.
Actually, I was thinking in terms of derivatives.
Is there a derivative market on seats? Well, yeah, I don't know of a derivative. Does anyone know about? I've not heard about that. All right. In 1976, I bought a seat on the Pacific Stock Exchange. It cost me $9,000. About a month later, I was way ahead, and I should have quit then. The seat was worth $20,000. The exchange was just starting up, and they were going to list options, and then people got very sort of bullish about the amount of business that would be done on the exchange with options. And then it turned out, as the exchange developed successful option contracts, the larger exchanges would watch, and they'd list the very same options. And then all the trading volume would be sucked out of the Pacific Exchange and go to the Chicago Board Options Exchange. The seat price eventually fell to 25 cents. And I think I had sold out before that. But unfortunately, I think I sold out about at $3,000. It was a sad affair. But anyway, it went to 25 cents, and this actually got in the newspaper in San Francisco. And the exchange was embarrassed about this, and the exchange after that supported the price at $100. The seats are more risky than the derivatives. The same seat is probably worth over $50,000 today. And it's primarily because of the options market, not the equity. I don't think the equities trading, I don't think is really worth much. It's the options market, I think, that drives the price of the seat on the Pacific Exchange.
If you want a seat, you have to use it?
No, you can rent it. And I was renting my seat for a while, but when the price fell to $3,000, no one wanted to rent it and pay $300 a month. They just buy it.
You have to pay $3,000 every year.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I bought the seat for $3,000. I should have mentioned there were fees each month. I think it was something like $300 a month. But I should have kept it. It would have been a great investment, and certainly it was riskier than any of the securities I was trading on the exchange. I didn't realize that. Yes?
What limits the number of seats that are available?
Just same like taxi cabs in New York. There's a fixed number of seats that the exchange has sort of authorized. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't just create a new seat. You can think of the exchange as a big partnership, and everyone who owns a seat is sort of a partner, in a sense, in the exchange, and they just have to decide if they want to have more partners or not. It's a great feeling to be able to walk on the floor of the exchange and bid for options, you know. It's a wonderful feeling. It dulls after a while, but it's kind of wonderful when it starts. Yes? Yes. But if you actually want to go on the floor and trade, use the seat in that way, then you do have to meet qualifications. I had to learn to be a market maker. I studied and I took a test and that sort of thing. They don't just let anyone come on the floor just because they own a seat and trade. You have to qualify by passing an exam. So many of the people you see on the floor are not members of the exchange. There are a lot of clerks. There are a lot of people who are working for other people but have no right to trade at all. They can be on the floor because they're an employee.